It's 7 minutes after 10 o'clock and time for Kaleidoscope. It's the first Wednesday of the month, and that means we get to talk with the Wyndham Chamber of Commerce. Beth Scrivens is with us. How are you today?
I'm great, Steve.
It almost feels like we're turning a corner weather-wise.
Well, not compared to yesterday. Yesterday was much better.
Yes. Now, tomorrow's going to be nice.
Oh, good.
Yes. But things are starting to shift to where you start thinking spring.
Yes.
One of the first big signs of spring is the Farm and Home Show.
Yes, so the Farm and Home Show at the Wyndham Area High School on March 7th is starting to shape up. We're starting to get some vendors registering. We have a lot of returning vendors. We have some new ones. We're still looking for some of the local ones to still register. So we hopefully will be reaching out to those we haven't heard from to see if they would like to participate again. Otherwise, you're welcome to jump onto the Facebook page of the Chamber, and there's a link to directly sign up, super easy. Or you can call the Chamber office and leave a message, and we will reach out to you.
And this really, it's Farm and Home Show, and that basically means it's open to just about any business that wants to participate.
Right. Anything and everything is classified under Farm and Home Show when you think about it.
And it's a one-day show. If you're new in town, typically gets started 8:39 in the morning.
8:30 in the morning, okay. It'll start. It is in the middle school commons and the old gym of the high school.
And it fills up that place, too.
It does. And then it'll run till 1:30.
Okay.
We bring in food vendors, so we'll have local businesses with food for the day. We have the Zoo Man returning, so he's a favorite. He's been coming for 33 years.
Wow.
So he will be here again this year. Great show for the kids. You know, he brings snakes and turtles, and you just never know what he has.
All the fun little creepy crawlies.
Yes, and then we are partnering with the Wyndham Library again, and they are coming back again this year with story time for the kids, and they will be doing a story time before the Zoo Man. So come about half hour before the Zoo Man starts. The kids can listen to a fun story, you know, color craft. So that'll be fun.
Well, it definitely is a family event. And things like story time and the Zoo Man, the kids love that. But there also is an awful lot for mom and dad to see, too.
There is an awful lot for mom and dad to see. You know, if you're looking for projects around the house or you want to reach out to a familiar company you've been in business with in the past, everybody loves to see everybody and touch base again.
And I can't remember. I mean, there's 50, 60 booths, is it there? There's typically, it's a big show.
It's a big show, so give us a call. We want you there, too.
Now, if you have never participated, it's inexpensive, and you zip in, you set up. You can either set up ahead of time, or you can set up earlier that morning, right?
Yep, so you can set up Friday evening, probably anywhere from 4 o'clock to 6:30. We will be there, the Chamber board members, so you'll have time to send up that evening if you need to. Otherwise, an hour before the show Saturday morning.
Okay. And then the show, and it really, because you come over, you see what's there, you do a little bit of shopping, a little talking, a little playing, a little watching the animals, then you eat. There's still time, but yet the show, I like the fact that it hits and it's a ton of stuff going on. But by middle of the afternoon, you still have some day left if you have other things planned.
Yeah, it's over by 1:30, so you still have plenty of time to get out and do the other running around errands or other activities that are taking place on Saturday. So it doesn't take the whole day up for you.
Right. All right, so if you've been in the show in the past, make sure you go to the Facebook page and get signed up again, because space is limited. When we're talking in the gym, in the commons area, that's a limited space. So you're better off to sign up now.
Yes. Get your registration in. We also do have space outside. So if you're a business that has, you know, a fun lawnmower, a fun bobcat, something interesting to look at that's bigger, there is space available in the parking lot to be set up out there also.
And there is a lot of traffic. I don't know if they've ever, have you ever counted how many people come? It's a big number of people.
Yeah, they do keep track, kind of try to, as people walk in that front door.
There's so many entrances, so many ways in and out of there.
Yes, it's kind of hard, but.
All right, so if you want more information, go to the Facebook page. Just search Wyndham Chamber on Facebook and you'll find the page, or you can just call the office.
Yes, go ahead and call the Chamber office. Our number is 831-2752. If nobody's in the office that day, just go ahead and leave a message and one of us will reach out to you and make sure that you get signed up and get your questions answered.
Very good. But don't wait.
Do not wait.
Yes. All right, Beth, other things, is there anything else we need to mention? This is kind of the big event coming up.
This is the pretty big event. We're kind of in that sleepy time of year where we're all cold and hibernating. There is a new business that is opening up in town this month. There's a new bookstore that's opening called Novella, and that'll be in the Bark Building. I think the grand opening is on Valentine's Day. So okay. It's fun to see, you know, new people open up a business. Plus, what a great opportunity for the town to have a bookstore.
Absolutely. I know Laura is very excited about a bookstore coming. So it definitely, anytime you can add businesses to the community, it's a good thing.
Yep. It's good to keep the town moving and growing. So.
All right. Beth, phone number to the chamber office one more time.
It's 831-2752.
Very good. Thank you, ma'am.
Yes, thank you, Steve.
That will do it for our chamber update today with Beth Scrivens on this Wednesday morning, and that will do it for Kaleidoscope.